I'm Fred Child with NPR's Performance Today, and I'm not in my usual comfy chair in Studio 4B in Washington, D.C. I'm in the village of La Jolla, just north of San Diego, where the surf's up, the fish tacos are always fresh, and chamber music is in season in the dog days at Summerfest La Jolla. We're at the Taylor Performing Arts Center, just a few hundred yards from the Pacific Ocean. I want to take you back to 1792. A 21-year-old firebrand named Beethoven moved from his hometown of Bonn to the cosmopolitan music capital of Vienna. And to introduce himself to the relatively sophisticated musical public in Vienna, he chose the piano trio. It's a relatively limited form, you'd think. One piano, one violin, one cello, you can only do so much with it. Unless you're Beethoven, of course. He could get every human emotion into a piano trio. Triumph, suffering, rapture, longing, tragedy, not to mention sheer beauty. It's a form that Beethoven launched his career with and one that he continued working with for the rest of his life. We're going to explore Beethoven through his piano trios with the help of three master musicians who spent a fair chunk of their 26 years together performing this music. Please welcome pianist Joseph Kallikstein, violinist Jamie Laredo, and cellist Sharon Robinson, the Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio. Welcome, all. It's great to have you here. Now, Joseph, everyone calls you Yossi. Can I do the same?
Please do. Yes.
Okay. Now, when Beethoven started writing his piano trios, this was not exactly a brand new genre.
No, I think when you mentioned that he chose the piano trio to bring it to Vienna, it was probably because of Haydn, because Haydn basically invented the piano trio, and besides the symphonies and string quartets, that was also one of his favorite medium, and he wrote a lot of piano trios and great ones.
Now, the piano trio had been around. What did he bring to it that no one else had done before?
He just took it up quite a few notches in terms of, these are symphonic pieces, big, big pieces, in terms of emotion and drama, and they're no longer house music. Hmm. You know, you don't sit at home quietly, you know, after dinner and maybe read a couple of them. These are serious.
Right, not music just for pieces. Private pleasure, yeah, in the parlor.
Actually,
but
you
it's
know,
concert
the story goes that when he brought those three trios that became Opus 1 to Haydn, and Haydn obviously was impressed, but he advised them not to publish them because he thought the audience was not ready, especially for the third one in C minor. But Beethoven, of course, didn't listen.
Jamie, you look like you were jump in there.
What I was going to say was that the Haydn trios, as incredible as they are, basically are works for piano with violin obbligato, and the cello literally just plays the bass line. And Mozart went a little bit further, giving the cello a little bit more prominence. But Beethoven is the one that really made the piano trio what it is. Three definite voices.
Three integrated lines and all playing off each other. Yeah. Well, let's begin with the Opus 1, number 2. Now, we're going to hear the second movement here, and we're 10 minutes into the piece, actually, where we're picking it up, and we've had all this dynamic energy with these three interweaving lines, and something remarkable happens at the beginning of this movement. Yossi, you have this expansive solo.
Yeah. Well, you know, early Beethoven, if you know the first three piano sonatas, which are Opus 2, written more or less same time, the slow movements are already incredibly profound, incredibly expressive. So while the opening movements and the last movements may be light-hearted and full of joy and bundling energy and sort of Haydn-esque, the slow movements sort of take you to another world. And this is a largo, which is very slow, con espressione, with expression, and it's, I think, already one of his greatest achievements.
Well, let's hear it. The largo movement, the second movement from his piano trio in G major, Opus 1, number 2. Our guests here at Summerfest La Jolla are the Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio.
Thank you.
My heart rate is a very calm and centered, relaxed, about 50 beats per minute now after hearing that. That was gorgeous. The second movement, the Largo movement, almost a meditation by Beethoven from his piano trio in G major, Opus 1, number 2, played by my guests right here on stage, the Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio. I'm Fred Child at Summerfest La Jolla at the Taylor Performing Arts Center, and we're getting a glimpse of Beethoven by way of his piano trios. And I don't know if the microphones picked this up. At the very beginning of that movement, Yossi, when you were in the piano solo, there was the plaintive cry of a seagull just outside the doors here.
It's in the score. It just seemed perfect.
For so many pieces, that would have been a distraction, and I would have said, no, start over again. But for this, it just felt perfect somehow. That was gorgeous. And it's hard to believe that this is from Beethoven's Opus 1. I mean, this is the young man, Beethoven, reminiscent of some of his later music, very romantic and expressive, just gorgeous, gorgeous work.
There's an essay by Busoni in which he speaks about how very early Beethoven and very late Beethoven is the same. And that was his favorite, and there's something to it.
Well, we'll take a quick pause now. Coming up in just a moment, we'll move the clock ahead about 15 years to hear music from Beethoven's next set of piano trios. I'm Fred Child. This is NPR's Performance Today.